Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about choosing how you're going to show up in your own life every day. This is something that I don't believe most people give too much thought about, which is why it's an important item to bring up on the podcast. You see, most people really don't think about how they're going to respond or refrain from events that occur in their lives. Many just react. The other problem is that when people are overly stressed, they do just react, and not necessarily in a really positive way. One of the things that I've been honing through over the last couple of decades of my life is showing up in a manner that I really want to show up. For myself first, it all begins with you. And then for the people around me. See, there was a time when I was so emotionally dysregulated, fancy word for saying crazy, that many things would put me into spaces of depression, spaces of anger, rage. I had a lot of anger issues in the past. Being needy, whatever. And none of it was really the person I wanted to be. And as I was able to overcome the cause of those irrational reactions, responses, whatever, I learned that I could actually choose the way that I wanted to be around other people. It doesn't mean that I am 100% infallible. There are those times when my triggers are triggered regardless. However, for the most part, I have a really calm, easygoing personality compared to the uptight, crazy person I used to be. So how do you choose the way that you're going to show up? Well, I think the first thing that we need to understand is that it's important to come from a place of feeling self-respect, self-love, because it is only through respecting and loving yourself first that you're able to actually be there for other people. And that's really what relationships are all about. It's to be able to be present for yourself first, listen to yourself, knowing what's important to you and doing those things, and then being able to show up for other people in a way where they feel loved and supported as well. And lots of times, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to do that. And the gratitude you get in response, amazing. I'd rather have people know that when I'm around, I have my values and I have my times when I will help out, and there are other times when perhaps I will not. It depends on whether or not the other person is putting effort into whatever it is that they're doing or not. I have a roommate here who is unbelievably busy in her world right now. She works, 60, 80 hours a week doing her postdoc fellowship work. And so if there's a way that I can ease her life, I do it, because I don't have those kinds of pressures on me. Not at all. And she truly appreciates it. Not only does she thank me and hug me a lot, but like this morning, this afternoon, I already had some food made, and she actually invited me to share what she was eating so we could eat together. And she made it, and she cleaned it up. And that was her way of showing gratitude for the times when I am there for her in the ways that help her out when she doesn't have the time to do these things. I have a co-student in my peace and conflict management major here in school who has been going through a really hard time during her time here in Israel. She's from Cameroon. She's a beautiful soul. And her brother was in a really bad accident, and she needed help with notes, so I had no problem giving her the notes she needed, because obviously she was dealing with some other stuff, like running back and forth from Haifa, Tel Aviv every weekend to be there for him and with him. Not easy. And that was greatly appreciated as well. I've also been known to tell her to turn off her devices while she's in class, because it's really rude. And she shocked me one day when she actually told me that although she doesn't always like it when I tell her to do certain things or to not do other things, she appreciates the fact that I actually care enough to direct her. She's considerably younger than me, so it works out. And she looks up to me because she's an African, and African tribes, they look up to their elders. Elders are to be respected. So it's within her culture. My point here is that we can choose to be sane, rational, and thoughtful people or not. In every moment of every day that you're awake and conscious. And I'm going to challenge you to really look inside yourself and figure out those areas that you need to take control of so that you can own yourself and your emotions while being there for those folks in your life who could really use the extra support. You know who they are. And that's what we're here to do, to help one another through our lives as best as we know how. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you've enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life. with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.